principe yo entiendo el castellano, pero no lo hablo, so I will speak English. Hope it's fine for you. Good morning, nice to meet you. I'm Francesca Tamascelli. Oh, okay.
Devi fare, so fare full screen, devi okay.
Nice to meet you. I'm Francesca Tamascelli. I'm from Lega Coop, which is the biggest Italian association for cooperatives. And thank you for invitation in this context. I'm very pleased to be here. I also would like to thank Francesca Martinelli, a colleague from Doc Serviti, because this research was done together with Francesca. When we started our research 2 months ago, we asked ourselves which definition to choose to do our research. We obviously started from the two main references for us, which are the Trevor Shaw's classic definition and the one of Cooperatives Europe. But we decided to integrate them with the DIMMOS definition, basically to do a comparable research. And we chose all cooperatives for our research for some reasons, basically because we didn't have enough time to broaden our research. So we decided to start with cooperatives because we come from that field of study. It was easier for us to get in touch with them. And moreover, we wanted to test the cooperatives within the challenges of platform cooperatives to see what we could find about cooperatives in this context. Therefore, we selected 11 cases, almost entirely from Lega Coop Emilia-Romagna, which is a region with a very long history in cooperation, well known all over the world. I would like to present them briefly. First of all, we chose Fairbnb, which is a sort of cooperative Airbnb, which aims to offer a community-centered alternative and to facilitate sustainable travel experiences, redistributing value within the community. At this stage, it's just a project. We would like to underline that. Cotabo is a cooperative of taxi driver in Bologna that integrates a GPR technology in a digital platform to assign clients to the drivers. Local to You is a LTD and a B Corp participated by some cooperatives active in the agricultural field and social field. And it's basically an e-commerce platform in the food industry. It is born to help these cooperatives to sell their products, mostly biological. And also they pay a lot of attention in job placement of disadvantaged people. Copav is a cooperative consortium of truck drivers, and they introduced a technology, a platform that automates the delivery management logistic, facilitating the relationship between members, clients, and offices. We have also Mindbook, which is a spin-off of Teacher, a social cooperative active in the psychological and education field. And Mindbook is an online platform dedicated to cyber security issues. And psychologists work just online with young people and people with disabilities, basically to teach them how they can use the internet safely. Vesta is a project of the social cooperative Camelot, dedicated to the refugees' hospitality in families. The platform enables families to candidate to host refugees, their professionals to monitor and assist families during the hospitality period, and refugees and families to share and connect their experiences. EasyCoop is an online shopping service owned by the biggest Italian consumer cooperative. It offers also a home delivery service. TPR System is a cooperative producing eco-friendly packages for the food industry. Basically, members are all the stakeholders of the chain, from producers to distributors, which share the need to use and reuse the packages in a circular model, economic model. Also with TPR Online, they can manage all the process automatically, supporting the cooperative logistic management. DigiCoop is a consortium of independent editors born to support minor editors to accede to an advanced technology, platform technology, to share services. Doc Servizi is an Italian worker cooperative that manages and helps the workers to manage their job in the field of art, show business and culture. Finally, Wizard of Music is a technological platform with the aim to recognize musicians' copyright. So we, from Demos, we also took the analysis tool, the democratic balance, to do a comparable research using qualitative research method like text analysis and interviews. We obtain, this is an attempt to to do a comparable research. It's there is a big red part. We obviously use the red for not accomplished and the green for totally accomplished. And when this table came out, we saw that Airbnb was the greener one, and the Airbnb is the one which doesn't exist at this moment because it's only a project. So we would like to analyze our cases with also other graphics to show you some considerations. As regards the governance, in this graphic you can see the different type of cooperative we analyzed. We have mostly worker cooperatives and social cooperatives, but also consumer cooperatives, consortium, and choose different companies, LTD, participated by cooperatives. We saw that in the cases where the platform is led by a cooperative, the ownership is therefore communal, obviously, because cooperatives' governance is democratic itself. But that doesn't mean automatically that members are active part in this governance and decision making, and neither that members are users. As you can see, the users of the platforms can be members, but also clients, but also other type of users. And at the same time, we notice, for example, that Investa and Mindbook users contributes to the content of the platform, even if they are not members. As for the economic model, we see that platforms are adopted by cooperatives, mainly to offer better services to members or clients or both, and to reach social and environmental purposes. The platforms also help reducing costs, and the majority of cases analyzed already reached a positive economic balance. There are some startups, some platforms are at the startup level, but mostly already reached an economic balance. The digital platforms used to offer better services both to members and clients and to guarantee a better management of the cooperative helps also the disintermediation processes. For example, we can pick up the case of Doc Servizi, which helps managing the workers' activities, but doesn't apply a cost on the intermediation between workers and clients. The commission is on the services sold to clients only to cover general costs. At the technological policy, we come to the red part. we realized that in most of our cases, digital platforms are created to support the main business activities. In these cases, technology is a digital support, is the infrastructure of the existing business. It means a digital tool to answer to different needs, above all management needs. There are other cases in which the platform is created as a new single project within the cooperative, and three cases, which are Fairbnb, DigiCoop, and Mindbook, in which the platform is created in order to generate a new business. Most of the platforms don't have an open data policy, neither copyleft or Creative Commons, actually. Only DigiCoop, Wizard of Music, and Kotabo declares that data are available, but only for members. Most of the cases we analyzed fulfill inclusion indicator, reach high level of social responsibility, mainly in social inclusion, but also environmental responsibility. For example, GPR system was recognized as a successful model of circular economy at the World Circular Economy Forum of Helsinki. We also must consider that cooperatives are created to answer to members' needs. Therefore, in all the cases, there is also a positive impact on members. Resuming, what did we get from this research? First of all, we got that cooperation come before technology, obviously. We analyzed cases where cooperatives were already existing before technology, and the technology comes later to support the business. For what it concerns the governance, where digital platform is led by a cooperative or a consortium, the ownership is therefore communal. But the role of users and members are different, sometimes coincide, sometimes not. As regards the economic model, the digital platform is used to optimize processes and support management needs, like selling costs, rather than to generate new business unit. And the digital platform supports also the disintermediation processes. The cooperatives have the ownership of the software platform, and there are not open or free source for data and software. In accordance with the mission of cooperative, they are often oriented to social inclusion and environmental attention. With general conclusion, we can say that cooperatives promote a significant level of collaborative economy, even if they don't always fulfill all the technological indicators, and they are not developed fully in the digital ecosystem. But we can say besides the platform itself, we found projects based on a revolutionary idea of the society, like Vesta, for example. Projects based on circular reuse to save money and reduce environmental impact. We found projects based on people and enterprises sharing instruments to fight isolation, like Doc Servizi and DigiCoop. They promote a significant elements of collaborative economy, like activation of communities, circular economy, sharing of means, distributing benefits, even if they didn't develop at the top of their potential platforms that helps exchange between peers and within the community. There are also other elements to discuss, but I would like to leave them for a later discussion also with Francesca, which had me in this research. And we obviously would like to do a better research on it, because we underline that it's our first step of this research, answering the question of Georgia. At this moment, there is not a real discussion about what form cooperativism within institution in Emilia-Romagna. And also in the cooperative movement, at the moment, the framework is the troubleshoot framework, but discussing with Francesca, we were considering that there is a need to open the discussion to an European level with a different definition in a European level. So thank you for the moment.
Thank you, Francesca. It's an amazing moment.